Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one thing I really don't eat is lobster, all right? But I know a lot of you guys like it. My husband's allergic. It's also not kosher, so it looks good, though. When I watch those Red Lobster commercials, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then when I watch Gordon Ramsay yell at Hell's Kitchen, I need more spaghetti lobster. You know, I'm like, gosh, I'd love to sink my teeth into a big lobster tail with butter and all that. Well, apparently the lobster population has crashed to the lowest levels on record in southern New England, but climbing to heights never seen before in the cold waters off of Maine and other northern reaches. It's a geographical shift that scientists attribute in large part to the warming of the ocean. They say lobstermen now in Connecticut and Rhode Island are going out of business. And unfortunately, lobstermen have to now travel north in order to get the lobster. Restaurant diners, supermarket shoppers, summer vacationers are not seeing much difference in price, but the overall supply of lobster so far has been steady. But because of the importance of lobsters in New England's economy, history, and identity, the northward shift stands as a like lobster bisque, I think they eat a lot of. Right? Do they eat lobster bisque, lobster soup, lobster bread, lobster cereal, lobster loops? What?
Ugh. That sounds so bad.
Lobster loops?
Oh, I just Lucky imagine loops. It coated in sugar.
Lucky lobster. I know. I know, but I gotta tell you, man, is it really that good? Have you eaten lobster?
I have, and honestly, I'm not much of a fan, but then again, I don't really like seafood to begin with, so I've spent
a lot of time. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'd rather eat steak. I'd rather just sink my teeth into a steak, throw butter on that.
Amen.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. All right, 2013, the number of adult lobsters in New England, south of Cape Cod, slid to about 10 million. I bet they're not having a lot of sex. I don't think it's our fault or the water. I just think they're not in the mood. Well, then again, when it's too hot. Like right now in Las Vegas, it's about 110 degrees. I told my husband no sex for a month. I mean, it is so hot. I bet that's what's going on. The warmer the water, the less sex. Just one-fifth the total of the late 1990s, according to a report. The lobster catch in this region sank to about 3.3 million pounds. All right, so what does that mean for you or I? Well, don't we already have to worry about the whole avian flu thing messing with our egg and poultry prices? Thanksgiving is supposed to be a lot more expensive this year. I'm going to buy my turkey now. To heck with this. What's going on with the water? All right, well, everybody's been talking about El Nino, okay, the little one, the little boy, El Nino. Over the past year, scientists have been keeping a close eye on the important swath of the Pacific Ocean along the equator. When conditions are just right, an El Nino could form, wreaking havoc on weather patterns across the globe. According to Vox.com, it looks like we are on pace for a very large El Nino Largo. Fall or invierno winter, quite possibly autumn, one of the strongest on record. Based on past experience, it could potentially bring much needed rain to California, also help out Australia. It could unfortunately cause floods in Peru. A strong El Nino could make 2015 and 2016 some of the hottest years ever recorded. But El Nino events are unpredictable. lot of surprises. So, what is El Niño? Okay, well, basically it's a weather phenomenon that occurs kind of irregularly, not really predictably, in the eastern tropical Pacific, and it happens every 2 to 7 years. When the trade winds blow from the east to the west and those weaken, sea surface temperatures start to rise, then it sets up a chain of weather impacts. They could be strong El Niños or weak. Strong events temporarily disrupt weather patterns, making certain regions wetter and others drier. Southeast Asia may be more dry. Some countries suffer major damage. They transfer heat stored in the deeper layers of the ocean to the surface. When combined with global warming, that could lead to record hot years, according to Vox.com, as was 1998. El Niño got its name from the 1800s Peruvian fishermen who first noticed a mysterious warm current that would appear around Christmas. They called it Little Boy or Christ Child. So they think this El Niño is going to be huge, bigger than the one from 1998, which estimated $35 billion in destruction and 23,000 deaths around the world. This summer has stunk, and we've been very, very dry, and so we need rain. I mean, people are hoping for this El Niño. People are needing rain. I mean, you see what's going on in California. Unfortunately, if we're not ready for it, I mean, we don't need dry and then soak. We need sprinkles throughout the year, okay? I mean, we need little baby bits. They say the globe is going to have to brace themselves. In the past, major El Niño events have brought unusually hot, dry weather to Australia that can cramp wheat yields and amp up wildfires. So Australia is going to get drier. It can bring hotter, drier weather to India. That hurts agriculture. It could bring heavy rain and destructive flooding to Peru, washing away houses and spreading cholera. And in 1997, El Niño dried out Indonesia so badly that it led to huge forest fires, and then the smoke disrupted daily life of Singapore, not to mention messing up the vegetation there. Now, in the United States, it'll give us water. This is why Americans are like, yay, El Niño está viniendo, woohoo, andale, hold the phone. Okay, yeah, I know, but I don't want the rest of the world suffering because, you know, we need our rain. Historically, El Niño has also served up milder U.S. winters and helped tamp down hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. Apparently, we are getting a tropical depression, they say. What do we have here? We have a tropical depression, Danny. They think it's going to turn into Tropical Storm Danny by this evening or tomorrow. Maybe a Category 1 hurricane by Friday. They think it could reach hurricane 2 strength, 100-mile-per-hour winds in the Atlantic, approaching the Windward Islands at the eastern edge of the Caribbean, but they do not feel it is going to make landfall. So we are seeing one of the first of our possible hurricanes for the year that may be close to us. So that's what El Niño is. So now you guys kind of know, right? It's unpredictable, okay? The waters start to warm because of the less winds. And then lobsters, I guess, are moving. Lobsters are like, the heck with this. That could be also a sign of El Niño, too, watching the lobsters move. I don't know, because lobsters like to walk. They don't swim a lot. All right, and they like to be eaten. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to Genesis Communication Network, who makes this show happen. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so our bodies make a lot of noises, okay? Some more than others. I have a very noisy body. Speaking of noisy bodies, my cats make noise when they sleep. I knew the dog would make noise, you know. You know, the dog makes weird noises when he sleeps. But I was expecting it from my cats, and they're very weird, spooky sounds the cats make when they sleep. But our bodies make noises, okay? And even when we're awake, And so we have Dr. Kurt Haffer, a clinical assistant professor of medicine at Stanford School of Medicine. He and other experts reveal what a gurgle, burp, toot is a cause for concern or not. All right, whistling in your nose. Whistling is a sign of airflow obstruction. Any sort of air sound, it means you have resistance, airway resistance, okay? So whenever you have a high-pitched sound or a different sound, there's probably some sort of resistance or probably something like from an obstruction. So it may mean you have excess mucus lining your nasal passages. So what you want to do is you want to blow your nose. Sometimes you need a decongestant. Sometimes you need an antihistamine, okay? However, if, let's say, you sustain trauma, nasal trauma, whistling may indicate a tear in the cartilage between the nostrils, and you're hearing the sound go through that cartilage. Then you need an ear, nose, and throat doctor, or you need a plastic surgeon. That's some serious stuff, okay? Now, sneezing. Very common noise. Some of you guys go, choo! Some of you guys go, choo! Or my husband, oh my gosh, his sneezes are so loud. I mean, the cats, like, freak out and, you know, it all hell breaks loose. But, you know, sneezes happen, and they are triggered from viruses or allergies, and it's basically a reflex response that runs from the brain to the diaphragm, okay? Depending on the volume of your lungs, the size of your trachea, your abdominal strength, your sneezes could be louder. When you have chronic sneezes, that's when you want to get, you know, looked at, okay? So that's a sound. A sneeze is a sound. Now, what about the whooshing in the ears? We've talked about tinnitus. The whooshing sound that you hear when you're lying with your head on the pillow could be blood moving through your carotid artery or the jugular vein. The artery brings blood to the brain. The jugular vein empties blood from the brain. These kind of run behind the ear. So a lot of times when you're lying down at night, you can hear the... And if you block out external noise and your ear is kind of making a suction with your pillow, you can hear it pretty well. All right? But if you hear it all the time, then we worry about infection, we worry about allergies, we worry about the eustachian tube that connects your nose and throat to the middle ear, we worry about fluid certain conduction of sounds because you got fluid there. And sometimes we get a little nervous about it being a blood vessel abnormality. I had the type of ear tinnitus, pulsatile tinnitus, where I'd just be talking to a patient, I move my head and you could hear it. So I thought I had an aneurysm for the longest time. Thank God it wasn't. What we do is we do an MRI with an MRA and we take a look, okay? Or have your ear doctor, ear, nose, and throat doctor take a peek. Okay? Ringing in the ears. Okay, so the whooshing in the ears is a type of tinnitus, pulsatile tinnitus. Then you got the ringing in the ears, the basic tinnitus. Infections, aging, loud noise. What happens is you have these little hair cells within the inner ear. These translate sound waves into electrical signals. The cochlea sends the signals to the brain. Okay? But your cochlea will send the signals even though sound waves aren't coming in. But it's hair cells that are just kind of acting up because they're getting old and they're, you know, older people a lot of times have ringing in their ears. If it accompanies, if you have this for more than 2 days and it's a new onset, or you have some dizziness, or you have pain, you need to get that checked out. Okay. One of my favorites, sound that we make is belching. Okay? Now, belching and that sound, I don't know how people control it. You know, my brother could do the ABCs, burping the ABCs, but it's the sound of air escaping your stomach. It's usually a result of swallowing air, all right? Reduce burps by not talking with your mouth full, by eating slowly and skipping carbonated drinks. Okay, I don't do all of those, so there's my problem right there. When to worry if you have chest pain. Or if you have recurrent burps, remember I told you recurrent burps could be damage to your diaphragm from a inflamed inferior heart, inferior MI. So somebody had come in with chronic burps. They said, my wife made me sleep on the couch. She wants me to get, you know, something for my indigestion. And I'm like, that's not indigestion. You have, you have a heart attack, and that's what's going on. So I'm not saying you have to freak out every time you belch, but if the belching just doesn't stop, that could be an important sign. If you have chest pain or sore throat with the burping, that could be acid coming up. A lot of times when you burp, food comes up. A lot of you guys say, I can't burp because my whole lunch will come up. That means you have insufficiency of your sphincter, your LES. And you have a sub-giggling. You have a sphincter down there that basically allows food from the esophagus to go into the stomach. If that relaxes or it's incompetent, food will come back up. Well, if it comes back up with the acid, your esophagus isn't built for that. So that, you know, that's not good. So you may have to see a gastroenterologist. So chronic belching, get your heart checked and see the gastroenterologist. Hiccups. Hiccups occur when your diaphragm spasms. So you inhale and then it's abruptly stopped by the glottis, the part of the larynx. Now the diaphragm is controlled by a couple nerves, the vagus nerve and the phrenic nerve. These could be stimulated by excitement, nervousness, medications, stomach distension after a big meal. So let's say you eat a lot and then all of a sudden you get the hiccups. That could be it's affecting the phrenic nerve or the vagus nerve. So sometimes we hold our breath. Now why does that work? Well, because it increases your carbon dioxide levels in the lungs. When you increase the carbon dioxide levels in the lungs because you're holding your breath, it may relax the diaphragm. If hiccups last longer than 2 days, they say seek medical care to rule out nerve irritation or central nervous system problem. Actually, if they last longer than a couple hours, maybe even longer than an hour, I would say get your heart checked, okay? A lot of us, we hear rumbling, okay, in our digestive tract and gurgling. If you experience the noise on an empty stomach, because, you know, you're like, wait a second, there's no food in there. Why am I hearing the gurgling? They think what the gut is doing is sweeping out leftover debris. So when you're hungry, the brain sends a signal to your intestines to stimulate the same activity. If you start getting high-pitched noises coming from your abdomen, pain, cramping, nausea, if you're unable to go potty, have a bowel movement, then it means you could have a possible partial bowel obstruction. We got to take that stuff seriously. Okay, everybody's favorite, farting. All right, this is being reported, by the way, Fox News, the 13 weird noises your body makes. All right, farting is often a melodious indicator that your gut flora are digesting high-fiber foods like cruciferous veggies and beans. The byproducts include methane, nitrogen, and hydrogen gases. They are expelled through the rectum. This gives your digestive system time to adjust to a fiber-rich diet, and fiber has been linked to lower cholesterol, better bowel health, etc. All right. However, when to worry? Well, one is if you're in an elevator, okay, because you can't let people pass out. Two is if you get cramping and diarrhea. Okay, maybe you have intolerance to a food. Maybe you have a digestive disorder. Let's say you drink some fruit juice or soda. You may have a malabsorptive issue with fructose. So you need to figure out which foods you are intolerant to. We don't call them food allergies. A food allergy is when you start to go into hives and you have trouble breathing, etc. All right? Food intolerance is just where you can't, you know, tolerate the food, all right? And we talked about farts. Sometimes those are very important to also help your bowels move. They talk about vaginal queefing on this report, a.k.a. vaginal wind. It's where air pocket is being pushed out of the vagina, according to Dr. Leah Milheiser, director of the Female Sexual Medicine Program at Stanford Healthcare. Air gets trapped when the vagina opens and closes during physical activity or sex. Kegels will strengthen the pelvic floor and help keep air from getting in there in the first place. You know, if you don't use it, you know, air has to set in. You know, sometimes cobwebs, too. If you notice any odors, you need to talk to your doctor. Sometimes people can have a rectovaginal fistula where there's a tear that links the rectum and the vagina. You want to make sure it's not air from your intestines coming through the vagina. Joints popping, those sounds are a lot of times indicative of arthritis, cartilage injury, ligament rupture, etc. And it's the fluid that's getting in there and the lubricating fluid that seems to pop. Sometimes you make bubbles. Wheezing, a sign of airway obstruction. You get the high-pitched sound because you're not having dilated bronchi. Snorting at night could be a sign of sleep apnea. And then the whooping cough, pretty rough inflamed airway passages. Boy, we talked a lot. All right. Whew, a lot of stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us on our website at drdahlia.com. There's a place where there's a contact and click on that. Okay, Jonathan sent me this article last hour. We were talking about the next generation. And are they more intelligent? Are they less intelligent? We were talking about employees, employers, and, you know, we had a couple employers over the last month ask me if people are just getting stupider because they're noticing employees do real dumb things. And I said, no, I don't think it has to do with intelligence. I think we're all evolving to be more intelligent, but I think what it is we're being more distracted. So Jonathan sends me these 8 tips to increase employee productivity, and thank you for that. It's from, looks like, thethrivingsmallbusiness.com. I took a quick look at these. It's very, very helpful. So here you are, you're a manager, you're an employer, and you're having issues with staff. And I think a lot of us are noticing things are very, very different than they were years ago. And I think cell phones have been a big part of it. You know, and I told you, I don't really want to have a work environment where I take away everybody's cell phone. I understand that there's a lot of workplaces where there is a no cell phone rule, and that phone has to be hidden, or that phone has to be in the break room, and when people get their breaks, that's when they get to use their cell phone time. But the problem is I'm a mom, and I know how I would feel if I didn't have my phone. In fact, I don't even have a no cell phone rule in the doctor's office. You know, a lot of doctor's offices say no cell phones, you know, and probably because they don't want people taking pictures and they don't want, I don't have that rule because I know people need their phones. You know, I'm not going to, you know, the last thing I need is somebody like freaking out that they have to hide it, you know, just so they could check on their kids. So, one, they say hire the right people. They personal interviews can be one way to identify the right candidate, and we already talked about that during the interview process, okay? So you ask job candidates questions about their work accomplishments during the interview process, look at their performance appraisals from prior employees, etc. Obviously, when you hire them, you know, I got to tell you, I have people that interview awesome, all right? But, you know, it's still their phone behavior is unpredictable. So I mean, you know, people wasting time, people not getting their job done. A lot of times you will not see. Sometimes you won't see it till 2-3 weeks into it. You know, they do a stellar performance and all of a sudden certain people get comfortable and then they start to slack off a little bit. So what you need to do is you need to set employee goals. Employees should have goals. Okay? It should be organized. There are things that need to get done. Here's the problem. Okay, I think employers and managers are great at setting goals. We need this pile filed. We need this data entered. We need this done, okay? But the big problem we have is, what if it doesn't get done? Do you fire the person? Do you punish the person? Do you let it go? Do you commend them for not doing the full job? And so some employers are like, look, I gave you a job to do, you didn't do it, you're out of here. Okay. Others, you know, they want to be a little nicer, and they're like, well, you know what, we'll encourage them. Well, I don't know. It depends on what duties have to be done. You know, I mean, it's if patients' lives are at stake, they get fired. If it's a paperwork issue and there's a good reason for something not to be done, we let it slide. But once you let it slide, you know, other workers see that. So you got to set goals, but make sure they are attainable goals. Okay. You know, like what I do with my staff is if something doesn't, by 2:30 in the afternoon, let me know what didn't get done so we could spend the remaining couple hours, okay, making sure we have everything, all our patients tucked in, etc. So that's what we do so that it has to be brought forth if somebody didn't get their job done so we as a team could help them. And that's kind of how we have to do it. You got to manage distractions. Distractions at work robs your business of productivity hours every day, whether it's chatting, whether it's watching the news, messaging, Facebooking. You know, I don't mind, you know, the chatter, okay, because I like to talk also. But when I see we have a lot of important labs to deal with or, you know, things to do, I do. I go, look, guys, you know, can you save it for break time? Because we really got to get this stuff done. Okay? You know, yeah, whistle while you work. I mean, you know, some tasks it's more fun to sit there and talk, etc. But what you have to do is as a boss, make sure they get their breaks, make sure they have time where they can. And you know, usually like on Fridays, I usually would kind of set the mood. And if I think we're almost caught up while we're working, I'll just start throwing out some subjects out there that we just kind of talk and we go back and forth and whatever. And I mean, it's really great for morale. It kind of, you know, eases up the tensions, you know, and then I'm like, okay, so where are we at? Do you guys want to leave early? Now, that's another thing we do. Sometimes if we're lucky enough to be able to leave early, go, how much do we have left? You know, so we could leave early. And it is amazing the output you get done. All right? It is amazing how things step it up when they think they get to leave early. So, again, you want to understand. And again, I want to let you know, staff know, and you should let staff know. You understand. They got family. They want to be kept, you know, up to date on the Thailand bombing. I mean, you know, they want to kept up to date. You go, all right, guys, you guys can take 5 minutes right now to check your social media, check your texts. You know, and maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to get 5 minutes every hour. All right? But then they go, you know, phones get put away. So maybe that's something else you could do. They say challenge employees. Most employees can learn job requirements and increase their speed by completing tasks. The manager should focus on developing and challenging them to take on more duties as their capacity. You know, one thing that I always like to do is I like to have control over my schedule. If I feel like I could get more done on one day, so it allows me to have time off another day, that's something I've offered my employees, and they like that. I'm like, look, if you guys want to leave early, okay, you know, on X, Y, and Z, then, you know, maybe see what you can do to catch up now. And then I don't care if you want to sleep in tomorrow. So that kind of thing. So we'll sometimes do that. You have to foster engagement. You gotta have the patients or your employees engaged. Okay? A lot of people just watch the clock. Alright? So I we've talked about how as coworkers you can make the day interesting. You can do bets. Okay? Not that gambling is supposed to be legal in most states, but let's say you go, okay, we have customers. Okay, let's have a pool today. Okay, everybody puts $5 in the pool. All right, and what we'll do is how many customers are wearing red, okay? I mean, little stupid things like that. It makes the day go by, okay? And what we'll do is at each hour, okay, everybody will get, you know, part of the money in the pot or whatever, all right, depending on how many people walked in wearing red or how many people walked in and giggled at the picture we put up in the waiting room. So, you know, by the end of the day, somebody wins. And each day you could come up with a different little contest. And the funny thing is it really doesn't take away, it really doesn't distract too much because all it requires is somebody tallying. You know? And then at the top of the hour you guys could check the pool or the grid. So, you know, little things like that could help. Okay? And then good performance. All right? Hey guys, if we get all this done, you guys work as a team, we're doing happy hour. Or, you know, something like that. Or, guys, I got Starbucks gift cards for anybody that reaches their level. I mean, make sure they don't throw stuff out to clean their desk off, that kind of thing. So, you know, doing that kind of stuff, it definitely helps. All right? And sometimes you got to make a tough call. Some people just don't do it, are not team players, or they know how to waste time. You know, you'll have that person that'll walk around with the same file. Just walk around with the same file looking busy. And people looking busy, here's the thing. It's one thing if you're struggling with a task. It's another thing if you are trying to look busy so you don't have to work. And when that happens, you gotta make the call. Because the other thing too is you need to put your employees first, even before yourself. So, you may like the person, but if your other employees are having to carry their weight and they're getting mad and they're like, you know what, I could walk around with the file also all day too and get the same results, you got to make sure you're fair. And being fair is one of the most difficult things to do as an employer. And so, sometimes you got to let them go. All right, employee productivity. That was great. Thank you, Jonathan. All right, guys, we have a MMA fighter who actually wins the title, but she was pregnant and said she had no idea. Don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Doc Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a Brazilian MMA fighter recently discovered that she had won her latest title, but she was 12 weeks pregnant at the time. Kimberly Novais, a straw weight, I guess was having trouble cutting weight ahead of her upcoming August 21 fight, which compelled her to consult a doctor. The doctor told her she was 24 weeks pregnant, almost 6 months pregnant. He told her that the baby is healthy and the baby is strong. She said, I was worried because I had trained hard, fought, cut weight. I suffered a lot to make weight for my last fight. I couldn't dehydrate properly, and I was already training to fight again next week. But the doctor said everything is fine. Her boyfriend, Jackson Carvalho, also an MMA fighter, took her to the hospital after she complained of feeling sick and tired. She says, I was cutting weight for my RFA debut, but couldn't lose weight. I did a stricter diet 4 weeks before the fight, and I actually gained 2.2 pounds in 6 days. I was desperate. I realized my belly was hard, so I thought I had some intestinal issue. She took a laxative and other things, but a guy that does massages for me, she writes, told me to go to the doctor. About an hour after arriving, she found out she was pregnant. Her trainer told MMAfighting.com that he takes the blame for it, as he did not require her to take a pregnancy test ahead of fighting. I didn't ask for the exam. That's the truth. Noxy promoter Bruno Barros said, I didn't even think about the possibility of a woman fighting while pregnant, going through camp and dehydrating and everything. She is not going to return to fighting until next year. By the way, can I just say for the promoter, good for him for not trying to find any excuses. You know, I mean, he said, I didn't ask for the exam. That's the truth. I mean, you know, everybody is so worried about covering their butt, and everybody is so worried about getting in trouble. You know, thank you for just being honest that you didn't ask. You know, and hopefully if we learn from this, you know, women need to make sure they're checked to see if they're pregnant. Athletes, big question people always ask is, how does a woman not know she's pregnant? 6 months pregnant? You know, if you're not having regular periods, you don't know. Okay? I mean, still, you know, not 1 month goes by when I don't know if I'm pregnant. Okay? And look, you know, look at who you're talking to, okay? You know, I mean, I'm like, wait a second, really? Really? So I always have that worry. In fact, I could be pregnant right now. The only reason why I know I'm not pregnant is I'm not crying. Both times when I was pregnant, I started blubbering. And I am not a blubberer. So, and my hips widened. And, I mean, I got a big butt. But when my hips widened, it's like, whoa. So, that's how I know I'm not pregnant. So, you guys happy with that? Okay. So, good. Hopefully the baby's good. But, wow, 6 months. I mean, and he said baby's fine. It just, I hope nobody hit her stomach. That would be scary. Okay, lice. Head lice are not dangerous, but they are a nuisance. And kids are going back to school, and now this lice can be resistant. We have an increase in the prevalence of lice since the 1990s. And we don't know why, since we have medications out there, unless there's evolving resistance to it. A new study that will be presented at the National Meeting and Exposition of the American Chemical Society on Tuesday suggests one reason for the increase in lice is after decades of treatment with anti-pest remedies sold in drugstores across America, head lice are evolving to resist our efforts to snuff them out. A study found that of the head lice samples across 30 states, all but 5 showed signs of very high level of resistance to pyrethroids. These are chemicals found in some of the most common over-the-counter treatments. They say we are the first group to collect lice samples from a large number of populations across the U.S. They found that 104 of the 109 lice populations had high levels of gene mutations, which have been resistant. Pretty scary stuff. A trio of mutations called the KDR, for knockdown resistance, affects the insect's nervous system and makes them less sensitive to the insecticide chemicals that are found in lice treatments and also in mosquito repellent and fly spray. In 4 states, head lice was found to have 1, 2, or 3 of these mutations. Only in Michigan did head lice samples not have any signs of widespread treatment. So if you're going to get lice, get it in Michigan. Now, lice affects 6 million to 12 million children every year between the ages of 3 and 11, according to the CDC. So over-the-counter, we use RID, XXX, RNC, there's Pronto. In recent decades, these have been increasingly used as a pesticide, so we don't have to use DDT. So that's how now animals are becoming more and more resistant. So head lice is becoming more resistant, and so be careful. So parents, you got to take a look. You got to find them. You got to try to use a treatment. If you cannot do it with over the counter, you need to get them to a doctor. When you do, though, I mean, one thing I think also is happening is parents aren't doing it right. So in order to get rid of your kids' lice, you have to be really meticulous, and you got to comb out the nits. You put the shampoo on. It's supposed to kill the lice and the little eggs and then the little nits. And those nits stick like glue. Those nits, you can't really pick them off. You got to comb them off. And you got to get every one. And then you have to wash everything. And I mean hot water and bleach that kid put his head on. And it's a very, very big pain in the butt. Luckily, my kids haven't gotten it yet. All right. Whew. Breathing in Beijing's air is equivalent to smoking 40 cigarettes a day. Newly released data shows air pollution kills 4,000 a day in China. All right? The data from 1,500 monitoring stations was analyzed by Berkeley Earth, and it shows China has a huge smog problem. Breathing in the air, it's a pretty, pretty thick, dirty air, they're saying, if it's equivalent to 40 cigarettes a day. So the government looked at these 1,500 air monitoring stations. Berkeley Earth, the air reporting system, takes measurements of pollutants, including particulates less than 2.5 microns in diameter, known as PM2.5, and those could penetrate deep into the lung, causing heart attacks, lung cancer, asthma, and stroke. The report shows that 38% of the population is breathing unhealthy air, according to the EPA. The number rises to 83% if people with sensitive groups are included, like those with pre-existing conditions. Many of the Now, remember, Beijing is going to be the site of the 2022 Olympics. Beijing is only a moderate source of the PM2.5. It gets most of its pollution from distant industrial areas, like Shijiazhuang, 200 miles to the southwest. So, they say sources of PM2.5 match those of sulfur, implies that most of the pollution comes from coal-burning power plants. So Midwest and East Coast has high levels of pollution in the United States. Urban environments, obviously the worst. China has a lot of power plants. These also release carbon into the air. Carbon's not that good. This air pollution thing, I don't know what the answer is. All right. I mean, I love that we're trying to do green energy, and I love that we're maybe trying to use solar energy. So I commend them for doing this. But I got to tell you, man, I mean, I'm still driving around on the streets, and I see people just spewing out smoke from their cars still. Aren't they supposed to get smog tests? And I'm still breathing in this stuff, and I don't know where we're making headway, but still a lot of crap that we're breathing in. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coffee could prevent colon cancer's recurrence. If you drink 4 or more cups of coffee, caffeinated coffee a day, it may significantly reduce the chance that colon cancer will return in patients who were diagnosed with as high as stage 3 of the disease. The study looked at 1,000 patients, all of whom have undergone surgery and chemotherapy. Researchers at Dana-Farber Cancer Center in Boston found that the greatest benefit was those who drank 4 more cups of coffee a day, or 460 milligrams of caffeine. Wow. All right, man, anything you can do to cut back on cancer, but 4 cups a day, whoa, Nelly. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.